The Ozone.
Welcome to the Ozone Podcast, presented by ViStar Credit Union, with Jaguars senior writer, John Osier.
All right, welcome into this week's Ozone Podcast, presented by ViStar, and I think we're going to have some fun today. I think Jaguars fans are anxious to get to know the draft class. If they've heard anything or read anything about this guest, they know it'll be an enjoyable, entertaining interview. I welcome in Jaguars offensive lineman. I'm not going to call him a center yet, but I think that's what we all know it's headed to. Luke Fortner from Kentucky. Luke, I appreciate you joining the Ozone Podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I'm really excited.
And Luke, the first question, I know you spent about 15 years at Kentucky, right? So with all that time, why in the world, I know football is important, but why in the world wouldn't you have gotten something to fall back on?
Yeah, that's a great question. A lot of people wonder why I wasted so much time there and, you know, didn't use it the right way, but I'll figure it out eventually.
Obviously, people know it, but tell me your degrees that you've earned. Give me the official rundown on those titles. It's fascinating.
Yeah, so I received my undergrad in mechanical engineering, and then I received a master's in aerospace engineering, and I'm getting my MBA this spring.
Fantastic. And, is that direction something you always wanted to do? Did something at UK start sort of guiding you? Tell me how the academic part of it came together.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I got in there and they were like, what do you want to do with your life? And I said, I have no idea. They said,
you're 18,
you
right? Like all of us.
Yeah. They're like, what are you good at? I was like, I don't know. I'm okay at math. And they're like, well, what about engineering? I was like, sure. Give it a shot. Give it a shot and, you know, really liked it. And then got through the bachelor's and I had an advisor who, you know, really loved football. And he was like, I'll take you under my wing and you can get a master's degree. And that way you can spend your, you know, your, what I thought was my last year, my fifth year, working towards something. And then, you know, kind of the silver lining of the pandemic for me was got to come back and, you know, obviously improve my draft stock, but also end up with an MBA degree.
Now the sixth year, I mean, I was in college a little longer than I could have been. I was in there 4.5, but 6 years. Do you even remember high school? That's a long time ago now, right?
No, I don't remember much from back then. You know, the best advice I got was stay in college as long as you can. So I put that to the test.
Well, you won't regret it. And we'll get into some football things as we go along. But obviously, football wasn't your only option. Have you had opportunities to go a different direction already? And I guess football is just the passion, so you want to stick with it, right?
Yeah, I had the opportunity to intern at NASA and, I had the opportunity to get a job at Toyota. They have a plant in Kentucky and a couple opportunities. I never took them up on them just because of the time constraints with football. But definitely some different options I could have pursued. And I kind of got to the end of the fifth year and realized that football is what I wanted to do with my life. So I came back for that 6 year and kind of, you know, dedicated most of my time to it.
All right. Give me your, and again, we'll get to football in a second, but I get to talk football a lot and this is fascinating to me. Give me your 5 year plan to use a cliche, but then give me your 20 year plan. Cause I would imagine they're different.
Yeah. 5 year plan would be, you know, be a start in the NFL for as long as I can. 20 year plan, you know, depending on how the NFL thing goes, I would love to, you know, get an aerospace engineering job, whether it's with NASA or Lockheed Martin, Boeing, one of those places. That'd be really cool. I think that'd be super interesting and super engaging. And then the other idea is I ended up getting the MBA degree and I feel like I could use it in nonprofit world. It's something that's important to me and, you know, giving back to the community, that kind of thing. So we'll see. I'm not 100% sure, but open to a lot of different things.
Luke, I worry about your future. I worry about where you're headed. I'll counsel you a little bit. You can go into sports writing, which is a very lucrative job. Give me your impressions of the Jaguars. I mean, I don't know how much you knew. I assume you knew a little about them because of Josh. But what were your impressions before and then once you were drafted?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Once Josh kind of came down here, I definitely started watching a few more games. Obviously got a tremendous player in Josh Allen. I didn't watch a ton of Jacksonville tape, but I really, really like, you know, obviously Trevor Lawrence is a great player. I really like the pieces they have, and I feel like they have some really good players. And I feel like they're, you know, they're just a couple seasons away. You know, mm-hmm. if it's not this season, it's going to be next. And just the momentum they're building and what they've done with, you know, the coaching staff and bringing the players in, I'm excited to see where they end up. And, you know, I get to be a part of that now. So it's really exciting stuff.
Now, you answered this very professionally the other day, but obviously a third-round center offensive lineman has a chance to play pretty quickly. You feel like you're capable of coming in and contributing and perhaps starting right away. That's your goal.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's everyone's goal when they come to the NFL. But, you know, I mentioned, you know, on a radio show earlier, as a part of the Jaguars organization, I want to win games. So if winning games involves me being out there, then great. If winning games involves me being, you know, a role player and providing support to those other guys and giving guys a look, then, you know, that's what it's going to be. But yeah, like I said, every guy who comes in the NFL thinks they belong there, thinks they belong, you know, thinks they should be starting in there. And, you know, the same for me.
I don't want to lose track of the Josh Allen thread before we move on. You kind of joked on a conference call the other night about it not going very well the first time you faced him. Was it as bad as you let on? Did you handle yourself okay? How did that matchup go?
Yeah, good question. So Josh is actually only a year older than me.
Right.
That's how long I've been in college. so he, you know, he was like a two-star out of New Jersey. And I remember one of my buddies in the O-line who was in his class was like, yeah, this Josh Allen kid, like, you should have seen him last year. You know, he wasn't very good. And so, you know, I get out there and our former offensive line coach kind of bumps me out the tackle. And he's like, oh, Josh, you know, like, why don't you give him a rep? It didn't go so hot. Hopefully, I think I do a little better now, but he's a tough man to block, that's for sure.
And he had obviously improved since his freshman year, so he was a lot better than you thought he'd be. So,
oh, 1,000%.
I got you. How does your intelligence, which obviously what you didn't get through school shows you're intelligent, how does that translate to the field?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. It probably hurts me more than it helps me, because then when I mess up, everyone's like, dude, you're supposed to be smart. What the heck? no, I mean, it, you know, it helps just being able to put away a lot of information, I think, is the number one thing. Being able to, you know, take the offense and memorize everything. And memorizing and applying it are very different. Mm-hmm. But you got to do the first one to do the second one, if that makes sense. So being able to hold a lot of information, store a lot of information, you know, maybe right away it doesn't, you know, come out and doesn't apply well on the field. Right. But over time, as long as you've got it down, it's going to, you know, it's going to find its way out. And the same goes for whether it's watching film with an opponent. You know, you start to store all this information, and eventually just having it up there is all you need to apply it on the field and make it show up on Sundays.
Did you do a lot of pre-snap stuff at Kentucky, helping the quarterback with reads, et cetera?
Yeah, I did. I did quite a bit. You know, the quarterback had the opportunity to change it if he wanted. He never did. So I don't know if that means I was good at it or he just didn't feel like it.
Gotcha.
You know, he got smacked a couple times, so I guess that's on me. But
but you could read the defense before the snap and say, "Hey, here's what's coming." At times, I mean,
based on film stuff, I had a pretty good idea. You know, I definitely wasn't right 100% of the time, but more or less, I could figure it out.
But it was something you were comfortable doing, so it makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I know you've shared this story multiple times, but I've got to hear the eye stitches story. And that sounds – I've never heard anything like it. I didn't even know you could get stitches in the eye. But take me through that a little bit.
You know, we're playing the Gators at home, and I'm going to pronounce his first name wrong. I think it's Jervon Dexter.
Okay.
Number nine, real good player, real big player. And I went back, and I went to cut him at the line of scrimmage. And, you know, he went to put his hands up to stop me, and it went right through the face mask. And I mean, he might have needed to cut his nails or something. You know, I don't know what the deal is, but just like it just tore open, like right in here, right above the eye, right on the eyelid. And what's funny is, like, I just thought my contact fell out. So I was just like, you know, I went down to a knee because I was like, okay, I'm going to have to go out and, you know, they have to give me a new contact, whatever. So I go down to a knee and, like, the trainer comes out And I'm like, going to stand up. And he's like, no, like, stay down, stay down. And I'm like, what? And he's like, ooh. I'm like, what do you mean? Ooh. Like, I can't see much, but I'm like, it didn't feel bad. Right. So he's like, we got to get you to the tent like ASAP. And so we go over the tent and the team doctor comes up and he looks at it and he goes, ooh. And I'm like, you guys got to quit this. Like, what's the issue? And they showed me a picture and like, for whatever reason, it just bled a ton. It didn't hurt too bad, but
okay.
You know, like my whole like eye and upper cheek and it was dripping down in my beard. It was just blood. And they, you know, they thought I'd like lost an eye or something. So, you know, they put something on it real quick and I went out for a couple plays and it was halftime. So they just, stitched it up right there at the facility.
The actual eye.
Yeah. The eyelid. It was only two stitches, but
gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So it looked a lot worse than it was, but it's definitely a good story to have.
Yeah, you never want trainers to say, ooh.
No. Yeah, trained professional doctors to come over and be like, ah, yeah, no, it's never a good look.
But the Jaguars asked you about that during the combine, right?
Yeah, they did.
And it was something you kind of show them to, you're not just a smart kid, you're a tough kid.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
not that you didn't know that, the teams want to know.
As long as I can be out there, you know, I'm going to be out there. Like I said earlier, whatever is best for the team. And, you know, all that happened is I had to wear, you know, I just ended up wearing a visor for the rest of the season. So.
Gotcha. All right. The final thing we do here, Luke, is I call it the Ozone Five.
The Ozone
Five. It's just five quick, fun questions. What was your last binge watch?
Ooh, that's a great question. It was actually Ted Lasso.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you liked it? Are you a Lasso fan?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was great.
Gotcha. What was your hardest class?
Ooh. It was a class called Gas Dynamics.
Yeah, that was mine, too.
That was pretty tough. Yeah.
That was a tough one, I remember. The last song you heard in your car?
What Are You Listening To by Chris Stapleton.
Gotcha. Your toughest opponent in college?
His name's, I can't remember his first name. His last name's Carter from Georgia. He's a sophomore, going to be a junior this year.
Gotcha.
Number 88. Incredible player.
Who's the person most responsible for you being in the NFL?
That's a great question. I think at a high level, you know, Mark Stoops for taking a chance on me, and I wasn't a great high school player coming out of high school, and so to take a chance on me and invest in me for, you know, what it feels like 20 years, you know, that was a lot of help. And then my two offensive line coaches, John Schlarman, he passed away in my fourth year at UK, and then Eric Wolford, who came in for a year, my final year, and helped me become a better player. So I know that three people.
Luke, I can't wait to meet you when you get down here. I know Jaguars fans will have enjoyed getting to know you through this. Bright future ahead of you and looking forward to covering it. I appreciate you joining the Ozone Podcast.
Yep, can't wait to be there.